Hare Krishna. So again we'll discuss few things before we go to Radha Kund. It's better to take some time to understand what we are going to receive with a few minutes time. Because the Lord is very kind and He is always making plans for us to receive the best things what are we deserving. And that's why we need to develop the quality of appreciation. Appreciation is something which is very important for a Vaishnav. If a Vaishnav doesn't have a quality of appreciation, then he will not gain spiritually much. One is quality of gratitude, another is appreciation. The more you appreciate, the more you receive spiritually and you make advancement. So, in Krishna consciousness, when we start our life, from that day onwards, the mercy starts flowing to us. So many things we don't understand, and so many things we understand sometimes imperfectly and not completely. But in the company of devotees, we should cultivate the habit of being grateful and to appreciate each other, to appreciate things that are available to us. Especially at the time of distress, when things go wrong, not the way we want, not very pleasurable to our senses. In such situation, if we appreciate what we have received earlier, we can tide over the situation very nicely. So, always it is said that when we are in difficulty, count on the blessings that you have received. So, things become very easy for that at that time. We have received so much, and one thing is wrong, and we are totally disturbed. Guru Maharaj was mentioning in Vrindavan that the whole body is very fine and healthy, and a small thorn pricks you in the leg, and it goes half a millimeter inside your skin. Your whole consciousness is there, in that half inch, half millimeter. Everything is fine, but you are always thinking, oh, how can I walk now? It's pricking me so much. But appreciation means, when you appreciate what is good in your life, all the so-called bad things appear to be very insignificant. That's why we need to learn the quality of appreciation. Similarly, when Lord is inviting us in His holy abode, showing us beautiful places in His dham, sometimes, you know, every day, if we eat laddu and jalebi and rabdi and barfi, we may not appreciate it so much on the fifth day. Huh? Okay, what is the great thing? But a person who is hungry all the time, hardly gets any fresh food, always eats dry food and stale food and has survived whole life on that, and one day gets fresh food, how much he will be appreciated? How much? That is why it is explained that miseries are most of the times, blessing of the Lord. But they make you appreciate things. I was studying the diploma, postgraduate in psychological counseling. It's mentioned that even death is a situation to appreciate. When we see death, then we start appreciating life. Huh? And start appreciating people who are alive with you. It's very important. How we can make death an opportunity for growth is by appreciating the life that we have. If we lose a beloved one, then we understand the other beloveds who are living, we should appreciate their association with us. That's how it is. That is appreciation. And then that gives you an ample opportunity to grow, to receive, and to multiply the mercy that you have received within yourself. So all the days we are going around here, we are seeing Govardhan, we are seeing Parsana, we are seeing Kamevan, we are going here, there, we are Govind, Kund. Everything is like best and best and best and best of all things are being provided. So maybe we will become a little lax. Now we are going to go to Mayapur also, another best thing is coming to you. Another best thing is Jagannath Puri is coming to you. So maybe in the beginning you may be enthusiastic when you just reach Dham, and afterwards you will become lax, you know. It's possible. Now you are going to go from one place to another phase now of your darshans. So you have to keep on reminding yourself, this is the only period of life I am receiving so much mercy at one time. Let me grab every inch of it. If I get 1 quintal of something, I shouldn't discard 1 gram. That 1 gram also is very important, because when I go back, nothing is going to be available to me. So 1 quintal and 1 gram also is important. 1 quintal and 1.5 gram also is important. I must go on appreciating and gathering everything and not discard some few grams here and there because I've got 1 quintal of gram now here. That is how a devotee's consciousness should be. So everything is, whenever it is given best, we sometimes lose value. When your wife is very good with you all the time, you may not value so much. Then when she is away from you or you lose her, and some separation, then you appreciate everything. how everything was so valuable. When the husband is with you and he's doing everything nice for you, you sometimes may not appreciate what he's doing. When he's not there and you remember every small thing that he has done for you. But it is a great thing to appreciate all those things when he is there with you or she is there with you. Similarly, when we are in the dham, to appreciate every moment of association of dham is very important. It's a very, very positive thing to do. Not only when you go away and then you remember, it's very good. You must do that. But a bigger challenge will be to be here and keep on appreciating what you receive every moment. Thank for that. Be enthusiastic to receive also. Because as much enthusiastic we are, that much we receive. And you can be enthusiastic if you appreciate. If you are grateful, then you will be enthusiastic to receive. And you value the whole thing. You appreciate the whole thing. So Radha Kunda is one of the things that we are going to approach now. It's the topmost mercy of Krishna to be able to go there physically also. They said Brahma, Narad Muni, Sanak Rishi, Shukadev, Narad Muni, and like Rishis, also cannot reach the banks of Radha Kunda. What is our qualification? What renunciation we have got? What kind of spirituality we have got? We don't have anything. But still, somehow by the causeless, unlimited mercy of Sri Gurudev and the Vaishnavas and the Dham, we have been, in a few minutes, we'll be able to go there, hopefully. They are saying here, we don't know. But still we pray that we should be able to go there. So Radha Kund, Rajrupa Goswami's statements are given in Upadeshamrut, 11th verse. Topmost of all topmost places to visit spiritually in the whole creation. Where the most esoteric, most ambrosial, loving sentiments are available for all the living entities. Just by reaching in the bank of Radha Kund. By touching the waters of Radha Kund by our dirty hands, we can purify our soul unlimitedly. Because Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are Radha and Krishna himself and herself. In fact, the waters, as I was explaining yesterday, one of the unique things I just felt when I was reading, that the divine couple has a very unique way of meeting one another sometimes. They become waters and they unite. But the water, you know, if I embrace you, naturally you can see my hand and my head on you and my cheeks on you and everything you can appreciate. They are still separate, but they are closely united. But if I become water, you become water, then you become merged in such a wonderful way, it's inseparable, right? So when Radha and Krishna desire to embrace one another in a very most intimate manner, they liquefy, they melt, and they meet. So Radha Kunda is that kind of association of Radha and Krishna. Eternal, intense embrace of Radha and Krishna. But there is a tunnel between Radha and Shyam Kund where the waters meet. And the best way of uniting, they feel that it is to melting one another's existence. So the Radha Kund's water is Radharani's very consciousness, Radharani's very intense ambrosial love for Krishna, and Shyam Kund water is Krishna's intense love for Radharani. This is called Mahabhav. They only have Mahabhav, Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody else has Mahabhav. So that kind of intense Mahabhav expression is there in Radha and Shyam Kund. Similarly, that is why intense mercy is also available there. That is why whatever seriousness all of you can gather in your life, this is the time to gather. The gravity, the seriousness, the depth of your understanding and seriousness should be gathered now, prepared now. And we should keep absolute silence, absolute no talks which is not necessary. Just keep your senses completely alert. What maximally you can in the condition of now before we go there. All the time when we are there around Radha Kund, see that we don't talk anything that is not necessary. Talk only that is necessary. If children are there, something necessary, you talk. Don't talk anything unnecessary. Just absorb, like the turtle withdraws everything, brings it within the shell. You withdraw your senses from all the unnecessary things and concentrate on Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani. Let your eyes grasp the whole vision of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Let your ears grasp all the sounds that are taking place over there. Let your skin absorb all the beautiful touches of beautiful breezes and all the things over there. Let your nose smell whatever is available of water or flower or tree or leaves or anything. And then let your tongue taste the beautiful ambrosia nectar of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund through Achman. keep your five senses fully absorbed in accepting all the mercy that is we can grab, possibly can grab in this short time of association there. Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world have melted originally in Golok Vrindavan to become Radha Kund and Sham Kund. It's a story I tell you, the tape will be available to you, can hear in details. But in short, Radha became Krishna and called Radharani, and Krishna became Radharani and called Krishna. It's a very unique thing, we can't understand. Crying in the forest, calling the same person, he's calling same person, because now we have assumed, Radha has assumed Krishna's form and Krishna has assumed Radha's form. Then they were pacified by the gopis and then they wanted to embrace one another and then they became waters of Radha and Shyamakund. They appeared in the material world. Arishtasura came on the order of Krishna, Kamsa, to kill Krishna. And at that time Krishna whirled him, holding his horns, and killed him before he even dropped him on the ground. And gopis came running to see what has happened. Suddenly they saw, bull is killed by Krishna. So they said, you cannot meet us now because you are contaminated with the sin of killing the father of religion, bull. So you have to go to all the holy places. So Krishna said, I'll call all the holy places over here. All the holy places appeared with folded hands, begging for the mercy of Krishna and Radharani. And Krishna ordered them to pour their waters and enter into the hole which he dug with his right heel. And Vajra of Indra came down to assist him in digging it nicely. All the waters were poured in that and nice Shyamakund was formed. And Krishna took bath with all the cowherd boys there. And happily he came out. And the gopis came to meet him. He said, I will not talk to you now, because you are all contaminated by siding with the demon. You sided with the demon, although he was a bull, Dharmapita, everything is fine. But he was a demon, and you fought with me, taking his side. So now you are contaminated. You have to go and take bath in all the rivers in the world, in all the holy places. So Radharani broke her bangle, kankan, and dug the ground. All the gopis also simultaneously followed and started digging the ground with their broken bangles. And they made a beautiful pond, but they were not ready to accept Krishna's desire. Krishna said, you may take first bath in my kund only. He said, no, I will not take bath, because your kund is now contaminated by the sin of the killing of the bull that you have put in the water. You took bath, so you have transferred your sin in the water, so I don't want to take bath there and get contaminated. I will make my own kund. That's how they dug their own kund. And the holy places and the rivers and the mountains were waiting there with folded hands to serve the Maharani, Vrindavaneshwari, Prishabhanu Nandini. But she said, no, I will borrow the water from Mansi Ganga. And then they were sweating, they were hard labor. So Krishna requested, please be merciful to them. They are very eagerly waiting to serve you. Give them a chance to serve. They have come from far distances. Even the Shir Sagar has come, the milk ocean where the Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is lying. He also put his milk over there. There's a beautiful springs over there under that. So then she accepted very mercifully. As always, she is very kind. They put all their waters in that, and Radharani took bath. And as she was taking bath in the water, Krishna declared that this water will be as dear to me as Radharani, Radha Kund. We named after Radha only, Radha Kund. And whoever takes bath will also be very dear to me, as much I love Radharani. They will develop attraction and love for me as much as Radharani has for me. This is the benediction he gave. So it is Radharani's body herself, the waters of Radha Kund, and Shyam Kund is Krishna's body itself. It appears in the form of water, but it is Krishna and Radha personally, themselves, residing over there eternally. And the gopis, looking at the beautiful situation, also created their own kunjas, the beautiful gardens around Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Sakhis around Radha Kund and Sakhas around Krishna Kund. Ananga Manjari, the special younger sister of Radharani, who is Balram himself, expanded as Gopi to participate into conjugal relationship with Krishna. He became Ananga Manjari, and Ananga Manjari developed her kunja at the center of Radha Kund. The bridge entering is invisible for our mortal eyes, but it is bridge entering in the center of Radha Kund is a beautiful kunja where Radha Krishna perform pastimes. Only the pure devotees who are completely clean and pure, uncontaminated, free from all the anarthas by their bhajan, may get the vision of this bridge and the kunja and the pastimes were there. Very interesting to note that Janma Devi came to Radha Kund. What is Janma Devi's history? Janma Devi is the expansion of Anang Manjari. Who is the expansion of Balramji? Who is Nityananda himself? And she became wife of Nityananda. So this is a very beautiful thing also to know. Nityananda Prabhu got married with her at Ambika Kalana. That story we narrated in Mayapur Yatra. That is given to you in the tape. Very beautiful story. Very, very, very beautiful story. You'll all get enlivened. You know, just, I was so ecstatic when I read the story. So nice story. So that's how he got married to Janma Devi. And Janma Devi was the principal acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas when Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them, left the world, finishing their pastimes. And it seems that she had her rupa, her body had effulgence of millions of suns when she would come. So in the course of time, Krishna and Radharani chose this Radha Kund and Shyam Kund for their intimate pastimes between 10:48 a.m., which is very soon approaching, till 3:36 p.m. is the time when Radha and Krishna come there. And Radharani takes bath in Shyam Kund in something called as Manasa Pavana Ghat, which is her favorite place, where she takes bath every day with gopis. And it's explained, if you take bath there, then you will develop love for Krishna as much as Radharani has for Krishna. So they chose this place became most choicest place for Krishna and Radha to perform their loving pastimes at noon time. So when Krishna left this world, then Vajranath came there, and he saw that everything was muddy and not very nice. So his job was to, you know, renovate the places. So he put some steps nicely, cleared the whole thing beautifully. And he also saw he saw two kundas very nicely built up. And that time locally people were calling it Kankan Kunda and Vajra Kunda. Why Vajra Kunda? Because one reason is that Vajranab renovated it. Other reason is that Vajra of Krishna, Indra, helped to dig the hole very nicely. And Kankan Kunda because Radharani used her Kankan to dig the hole. He renovated it. And when he was renovating, he saw so many streams of water underground, millions of them. Huh? And one of them was milk, because Sir Sagar was there. Even locally, even 1941, when they renovated the whole thing, they also saw the milk stream coming out. Even today, some days, on Purnima day, on some occasions, half the kund becomes milky, one side becomes milky, whole kund becomes milky sometimes, especially on the appearance of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. When actually the Radha Kund Shyam Kund appeared, it was Kartik Krishna Paksha Ashtami, called Bahula Ashtami, at middle of the night at 11:45 p.m. That's why the only kund in the whole universe where there's a Ardharatri Snan or Madhyaratri Snan. Everybody comes, about a lakh of people come on Bahula Ashtami and take bath in the waters of Radha Kund. And that time, the people whom we know who have taken bath, they have seen the milk oozing out of Radha Kund. These are not mythological stories, you know. Go there and see yourself. Stay there sometime and see how things happen. There are places in Brajbhumi where there are wells, like one well which I know of is in Unchagaon, where Narayan Bhatta Goswami manifested Triveni there. Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati River. And they united and they actually entered in the coop, that is in the well. And they said that on the Monday when there is Amavasya comes, that time it floods from down and the milk comes out of that. Also there is one coop called Venu Coop in Bhandirvan, where Krishna dug it for Balramji. When Balramji killed Pralambasur, he was thirsty, Krishna dug a well through his Venu, his flute. And that also, on the day of Somavati Amavasya, floods with milk. And people come to take darshan and drink the milk. And they say that if you drink that milk that day, water with milk, the people who don't have sun, they get sun. So many people come for having a sun, but devotees go there to just witness the beautiful pastime. So like that, this Vrindavan Dham is filled with amazing, unbelievable things happening. We have to have faith. With faith, if we approach, then we get the full mercy and understanding and realization. So Bajanab came and he renovated and he went away. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. By that time, again, this whole thing was covered with mud, unmanifest. So Mahaprabhuji came in 1515. Now within 5 years, it will be 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit in Vrindavan. So he came and he was meditating the banks of Shyamakund, searching with people where Radhakund Shyamakund is. Nobody could tell him where Radhakund Shyamakund are. They just had some theoretical understanding, but they didn't know where they were. You know, like we know ki there used to be Luklukund over here, like that we know, but now we don't see that. The other people were not knowing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting at under one tamal tree like this. Please hear the story, because when I'll take you there, you should remember the story. Under a tamal tree, he was sitting and meditating in deep love for Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Suddenly he opened his eyes and he saw two paddy fields with some puddles of water in between. And he saw that this must be Radha and Shyamakund. So he immediately jumped from his sitting place, jumped in the puddles, Radhakund and Shyamakund, and took bath. The local people were very bewildered. What this sannyasi is doing? He's jumping in the mud. But he took very ecstatic bath in Radhakund, Shyamakund, and danced ecstatically around the whole the kundas and told people, this is Radhakund and Shyamakund. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed Radhakund Shyamakund for our mortal eyes. And then Raghunath Das Goswami came in Vrindavan, and he got a dream. He got a feeling that people are washing their clothes and all those things. So he thought that I should renovate the place, make a place for nice bath of people. He saw in a vision that in future millions of people will come to take benefit of Radhakund Association and take bath there. So then he thought, I'm a sannyasi, why should I think about all this material things of money and management and work and everything? So he felt a little guilty and sat in meditation again. Then that night, 1,000 miles away from that place, in Badrinath, there was one great king called Samarpan Singh. He was coming there to donate a large amount of money to Badri Vishal. But before he left to Badri Vishal, that king got a dream wherever he was that don't go to Badri Vishal. Badri Vishal himself came in the dream and told him that don't go to me, my place. Go to Vrindavan, and there's one sannyasi sadhu, my devotee at Radhakund. Please give me your money, whatever you want to give me at Badri Vishal. And tell him whatever you want to use, whichever way, please use it. So instead of going to Badri Vishal, he came to Vrindavan searching for the sadhu, and he located him very beautifully and intelligently and offered the money to him. And Raghunath Das Goswami is the embodiment of renunciation. He immediately refused the money. I don't want this money. But then he explained the dream to him, how Lord Badri Vishal has instructed him to give the money to you and for any purpose. So he understood that whatever desire I have, maybe Lord has arranged, Lord's lost desire. Now I must fulfill it. So immediately called Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami purchased the two rice paddy fields, and the work started. And then when he dug the whole thing, he saw the Kankan Kunda underground, buried under the mud when he excavated. That was made by Radharani and built by Vajranam. Same way when he was excavating Radha Shyamakund, he saw the Vajrakunda inside Radhakund, inside Shyamakund. Today also when they, just now, last year they opened up, there is just another small kunda inside. In the kunda of Radhakund, in the kunda of Shyamakund, which is Vajrakunda and Kankankund, or the original creation of Krishna and Radha. Now it is expanded by the mercy of devotees. So Radhakund was beautifully done. Darshan of, when even Raghunatha Goswami, when he excavated, he saw many, 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 many streams of water. And these are supposed to be all the holy places which resided over there. And they are still today also serving the water there and eternally serving Radha and Krishna by providing the waters over there. And that is why the milk source was also seen. Devotees picked up the milk and they made dahi out of that. They were convinced this is milk only. There was proof that Shir Sagar descended in Radhakund and Shyamakund. So then Raghunatha Goswami, when he completed Radhakund, and when he was digging Shyamakund, the work was started. In the dream, Pandavas came and told, we are worshipping here in the form of trees. Do not cut the trees, because there were so many trees to be cut. We are performing a bhajan in the body of trees at the bank of Shyamakund. Please don't cut us. So he woke up and he stopped all the cutting of the trees. And he wanted to make the kund as square as possible, but then because the trees were not going to be cut, it's a little zigzag manner, maybe triangular, something like that. Because they preserved the Pandava trees. Today also if you go see, you will see one tree which has left its body 10 years back. Before that we had seen some live trees there. Sadhus tell us that this is Arjuna tree, this is Bhima tree, this is Yudhishthira tree also. But we can appreciate that the place they were residing and performing their bhajan And one tree is still there, we can take darshan of that also. And that work was completed. And then Das Goswami has performed a lot of pastimes over there. He was one time he got a book of Rupa Goswami called Vidagdha Madhava. Vidagdha means too much in pain. The Madhava, the Lord Krishna in pain of separation from Radharani. So he wrote the book Rupa Goswami, and that book was given to Raghunandan Goswami, and already he was a renunciant. Already he was taking once in 3 days one palm full of buttermilk, and that too he was cursing himself that he was so sense enjoyer while doing that also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said, nobody can imitate the renunciation of Raghunandan Goswami in the whole creation. Nobody can imitate the humility of Sanatana Goswami in the whole creation. You just hear about it, get inspired about it. That's it. Can't imitate. So that person even stopped doing that in once in 3 days, palm full of buttermilk. And the local Brajvasis used to love him as guru. And they said, Rupa Goswami, what you have done? Our Baba is not even taking that much of buttermilk. He feels it is sinful to take that much buttermilk. He was in separation. He is almost dying now. He is becoming invisible gradually by losing weight. So Rupa Goswami understood. So he came and took the book away, and he gave him another book called Daan Keli Chintamani. That also is written by Rupa Goswami. In that book, all the funny pastimes of Radharani being stopped by Krishna, and Krishna is arguing, Lalita is arguing, Vishakha arguing, breaking up the pot and laughing. So he started laughing loudly and started again eating the buttermilk, drinking the buttermilk again. And again he regained his health. So all the Brajvasis thanked Rupa Goswami. Thank you very much for changing the book. Because every grantha, every pastime has its mode, right? Its mood. The mood is there which is touches your soul and affects you in your consciousness. So when you are reading Vidagdha Madhava, he was feeling more and more deep in separation. Because he had left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 1534 and come to Vrindavan, and he was already in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan to stop by Rupa and Sanatana Goswami's. So, renunciation was his knitting from within. But when he read Daan Keli Kaum Chintamani, he was very, very happy. Then he wrote himself another commentary of that pastimes of, stopping the gopis, everything. Daan, that's Daan pastimes. His book is called Daan Keli Kaumudi, if I'm not wrong. One of the two. One was written by Rupa Goswami, other one was written by Raghunath Das Goswami. The beautiful, funny pastimes of Radha and Krishna around Govardhan. There are many, many ghatis, I told, ways to cross over Govardhan from one to another side. And all the points of ghatis, the gopis come and Krishna and Gopas stop them, and then they break the pots, and then they sometimes are defeated by gopis, sometimes they are defeating gopis, stealing butter from them and taxing them like that. All the pastimes are there in that book. And after some time, Raja Man Singh came and he put more steps on that. Then in last century, Lala Babu is a very famous king who became a renunciant. He came there and put some more steps over there. So today what we see is a very beautifully done, nicely renovated. Now Ramesh Babaji Maharaj and his followers have now again renovated the whole kund. Last year if you would have come, it was so dirty like gutter water. You would have felt, why we have come here? The most esoteric place in the whole universe, you would have felt disgusted. Somehow the arrangement of the time, influence of time and the situation becomes such in Kali Yuga. The best things that you see become most obnoxious for the senses, And only you have to have a very higher developed consciousness to appreciate the divinity of the place in spite of being materially obnoxious. It's a big, big struggle within the soul. But now again the kund is cleared and the water is put again, the original sources are allowed to be, they were choked up, they were cleared up and water's coming out beautifully. The water is very beautiful. You are very lucky to visit the place in a very beautiful condition. So appreciate it, So many devotees have put their energy, they have struggled to raise the funds and they perform kirtan there all the time so that they wanted Radhakund to be at least, in a condition to be appreciated by newcomers in a very nice way rather than getting disgusted looking at it and committing offenses in the dham. So we have to be grateful constantly because so many people do so many things for us who are not connected with us, not known to us, but they are doing so many activities by which we, unqualified people, get the benefit by their efforts. But they are very benevolent and very merciful and compassionate. They feel that this place can deliver everybody in the material world to spiritual world. So we should keep this place in such a way, always available, always in a good condition, so people come there, appreciate, get the blessings and deliver themselves back to home, back to Godhead, you know. Just sit there and meditate, see how many people have worked so hard, what I have done, I'm just coming to take the benefit from that place. But many devotees have spent energies and lives there. Many people have done car seva also, they have done and removed the mud and, you know, filling themselves in the mud, body completely immersed in the mud, they have cleared the mud and cleaned the place. A truck loads of mud was taken out, many hundreds of trucks were taken out from the Radhakund. Then they had to clean it and then to tile it nicely, then they had to allow the springs to come out, then they have to pour some water, rain will fall on that and it will again become nice. So much effort. Time and again it becomes unmanifest, and time and again devotees, saintly people will, by their divinity power, they will manifest again for the mortal vision, and it goes on like that. And somehow we become participants of the pastime in between somewhere. We fit in somewhere. This is all mercy of the Lord, you know. Don't think that we have made some plan and we are successful in coming there. It is just Lord's unlimited mercy on us to be able to reach there. So keep your consciousness alert when we are there. There are many beautiful places we'll try to explain to you as and when we go there now. But suffice to say now that I request all of you to really keep silence and absorb all the mercy that is available. One time Radharani was walking on the bank of Radhakund and suddenly something hit her leg. Something just. She said, "What is that?" The gopi said, "That is a she pig just left her body yesterday." Radharani looked at her and told her, "Take her in our entourage." Immediately she became inner circle gopi with Krishna. Why I told this story to you? Such kind of unbelievable mercy is available at Radhakund. Constantly available. You have to be a proper recipient for that. You have to have a proper vessel to get that mercy. That's why I am telling again and again, gather your consciousness, gather your focus, concentrate, keep silence, be focused so that you can gather the maximum. Why we want to gather this mercy? Not selfishly. We want to serve Krishna, we want to serve His devotees. And the mercy means what ultimately? Mercy means opportunity to be able to serve the devotees and then to please Krishna and Radharani. For that we go there. We don't try to selfishly gather the mercy and get liberated for ourselves. Devotees always want to gather anything and everything in the world just to help others and serve Radha and Krishna ultimately. Our mood is, our group mood is to give. To be giving always, to be benevolent to others, to help others. In the mean process, we will also get help by doing their service to others. So every acharya of all sampradayas have come to Radhakund. All the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, six Goswamis and many other more Goswamis have come and performed their bhajan over there. Every single prominent Goswami of Gaudiya Sampradaya has bhajan kutir or samadhi or some work they have done. For us, what is important to understand is all six Goswamis have resided there. All six temples are there because in the time of Mughal attack, all the deities were transferred to Jaipur. On the way, they halted Radhakund. I told this at Kamevan to you, remember? So they halted all of them at Radhakund. So there are temples of Radha Raman, Radha Govind, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath. Everybody's temple is there. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written Chaitanya Charitamrut at the banks of Radhakund. That is also very important. It's an esoteric literature. By the mercy of Raghunath Das, by the mercy of Swarup Damodar, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita at the age of 90 years when he was unable to see also. And he was shedding tears while writing. So many things what he wrote down were also getting washed away by his tears. So with great difficulty and ecstasy, he wrote down the Chaitanya Charitamrita at the banks of Radhakund. So much of mercy, his association. Thakur Bhaktivinoda has a house there where he stayed with his son, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who became the inheritor of the property of that house, still existing. They have maintained the whole house and hold the paraphernalia of Thakur Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Janma Devi's Baithak is there. Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi is there. The proprietor. The deed of these two paddy fields that he purchased, Jeev Goswami purchased for him, is still available and is handed over to the followers of that. In the name of Raghunath Das Goswami, the deed is there. Done in something like 1563, I think, something like that. 500 years back. So, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place is there, Tamal Tala. The Nityananda Prabhu's place is there. There is Jhula place is there, where Krishna swung Radharani See in the circle. They swung like this and like this and like this, and suddenly he swung so much that this came down. Radharani embraced him out of fear, you know. That is Julan Ghat. There's a ghat where Radharani challenged Krishna in the game of dice and defeated him in the game of dice. Krishna cheated her, Radharani defeated him, again he cheated her, and again she defeated him. Because he would always win all the other games. So she thought, I will challenge him with a game using the brain. I will defeat him with my brain. So she put the game of dice for him and defeated him there. So very beautiful pastimes, you know. We are just touching some drops, parts of drops falling out of the whole ocean. You know, what capacity we have to appreciate the beauty. But still we are trying to beg to Krishna that give us some understanding of the beautiful loving relationship between you and Radharani and gopis. So I think it's time to go, and we will do only Achman, because it is said that unless we get really purified and really get free from bodily concept of life and really get detached from anarthas, till that time we are not able to, should not be taking bath in Radhakund. So what we should do is, we should bow down, great affection, devotion, sincerity and respect, pray the heartfelt prayers, bow down, to put 3 drops of water on the head, drink 3 palmfuls of water, chanting the holy names, and offer prayers to all the companions of Radha and Krishna, to themselves, and offer prayers for all the dear ones and devotees whom you know, your relatives, your friends who could not come here. Offer prayers in silent meditation, intensely, maybe cry in guilt, in repentance, what we have done in life, and beg for devotion, beg for service to Radha and Krishna. Shri Radha Kundan Shyam Kund ki Jai. Shri Giri Govardhan ki Jai. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki Jai. Janaba Devi ki Jagannath Das Goswami ki Jai. Ithai Gaur Premanande. Jai.